First of all, we'll look at the condition of the book. For example, our very first job, Andy had figured that once we got back here, probably the majority of our book restoration would be family Bibles. And lo and behold, our very first job that walked in the door was a family Bible from the 1890s. And the gentleman originally wanted it restored, so he wanted it repaired so that he could sit and he could read it and look at it and reminisce about his family. It had a lot of family information in it. But it was in such poor condition of falling apart that it wasn't really cost effective for us to do a complete restoration on it. So we also do what we call as a clamshell, which is a protective archival box that will protect the book. And so we showed him samples and we steered him towards that direction of just having us build a him an archival storage box where he can still open it, take the Bible out, look at it, put it back in, but that way everything is intact. And he had also requested we could put a piece of glass on the front of it so that he could see the front of the Bible.
I really did. You had to assess the book, anything from just replacing worn corners and spines to tearing a book apart, completely rebinding, re-sewing the book together, whatever needs to be done, and try to estimate as best we can, how long it's going to take, what the materials will cost, and give an estimate, and then go to work.
And we try to get a feel from the customer also. First of all, we'll look at see what the value of the book, if there's a lot of value involved, where it's going to be worth restoring the book. A lot of times a sentimental value. And so we weigh everything to see if it's going to be worthwhile for the customer to spend the money that is entailed in doing a complete restoration. But we can do, like Andy said, we can do anything from just repairing corners to what we call a spine replacement, where the book has started to split apart at the spine. We can go in and we can replace that, to completely taking the book apart, re-sewing it by hand, and building a whole new case for what we call a case, which is the hardcover, and putting all new fabric on it or leather, and then the new in papers inside everything.